The Christmas Penguin by Mary Packard, illustrated by Terry Widener. Read by me, Zoe Gross. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Dear Santa, wrote Raleigh, I know penguins don't fly, but I sure wish that I could give it a try. For Christmas, I don't want a train or a bear, but I'd like to be able to fly through the air. Raleigh finished his letter and mailed it that day. He called all his friends and went off to play. They slid down big hills that were covered with snow, then landed kerplunk in the water below. Raleigh's wings were like fins. He could swim anywhere, but try as he might, they would not work in air. Then late Christmas Eve, Raleigh slept in his bed, but a flashing light turned his bedroom bright red. A voice woke him up. Rise and shine, it cried. Raleigh rubbed his eyes and saw Santa outside. Raleigh climbed through the window into Santa's big sleigh. Before Raleigh knew it, they were both on their way. A strong polar wind pushed the sleigh very fast. Raleigh's wish had come true. He was flying at last. The blustery wind blew them every which way, and a sack full of toys fell right off the sleigh. Santa tried to catch it, but he was too slow. They watched his sack fall to the water below. Santa landed the sleigh and reached for the sack, but it sank in the water. He could not get it back. I'll find it, cried Raleigh. He dived in with a splash. He swam to the bottom and was back in a flash. Amazing, said Santa. There's nobody who could fly through the water faster than you. It's true, Raleigh cried. I guess you could say we penguins do fly in our own special way. Then Raleigh helped Santa deliver the toys all over the world to good girls and boys. Thank you, called Santa. You're my special elf. So always remember, be proud of yourself. The end.